What?
It's like most people, I guess.
What?
Okay. Before we begin with the regular share, I just want to say a couple of words. I think all of us are really reeling from the events that took place yesterday on Shabbos in Pittsburgh. Really a horrific attack on very innocent people who came to shul to daven. And unfortunately, there are so many events that take place, acts of terror in the United States, acts that are particularly directed against Achenu B'nai Yisrael, whether it's here or in Eretz Yisrael, that sometimes, it's hard to absorb it all. And, it becomes very challenging to not become inured or desensitized. The frequency or the ubiquity of the events kind of militates, that's part of, the protective, equipment that the Ribbono Shel Olam implanted in man. That is, that man is very resilient, and that resiliency sometimes can express itself in being desensitized and therefore insensitive, to the really horrific things that happen around us. But part of being a Melechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh is to try to, as much as possible, try to cultivate, a perspective and orientation towards life and towards the sanctity of life, and especially towards Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, that, unfortunately, even if it happens a lot, and Klal Yisrael has been a target, in so many ways, throughout history, and even in our lifetimes, so much in Eretz Yisrael, and the unfairness of the way that the, world, its hypocrisy and the way that it responds to it, that it kind of promotes, in us, for protective reasons, again, this, kind of very hard exterior that makes it difficult sometimes for us to feel and to be sensitive, to what happens. And I think you have to work very hard, really, to overcome that. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainios explains that mitzvah saseh min haTorah lizo kalahariyah b'chatzotros al kol tzara shetova la tzibor, that when things happen to the tzibor, that we have to cry out, and that we have to, certainly engage in introspection in a very serious way. Shenemra la tzara tzorer eschem b'hareyosem b'chatzotros kol davar sheitzar lachem kagon batzores deber arbe. The Rambam speaks about physical catastrophes. But Kol Shekein, if we're talking about an attack on Tzelem Elokim in the most general way and very specifically in a Kedushas Yisrael way, that we have to be Zako Aleihem the Hariyu. And he says, I've spoken about this Rambam many, many times, I think just a powerful, powerful formulation, Davar Zem Bidarkei HaTshuvahu Shebizman Shetavot Tzara V'Yizako Aleha V'yariyu yedu hakol shebiglam maseyim haroyim hura lahen kakatsu havonaseyim hitu v'zehu sheyigrom lahasir atzara me'aleyim. Again, I think the Rambam basically says that you don't just slough off whatever happens, to the people who did it or to coincidence, but that you also don't try to, trivialize what happens by projecting all sorts of explanations that you can't know are true or in some cases are clearly not true. But what you do is you try to, based on the Gemara and Masechet Brachos, probably, be mefashvesh b'masecha. It becomes, as the Rav used to say, a normative response, is to try to, use catastrophe or tragedy as a trigger, as a stimulus, to kind of, reassess, to introspect, to try to recommit to the values that are important and that define us as a people. That's what Darkei HaTshuva means. If you look at Darkei HaTshuva, as the Rambam describes it here, and you compare it to his comments in Hilchos Tshuva, it's clear that Darkei Atshuva is a mechanism. It's an opportunity, right, to reconnect to the basic core things, you know, that define us. And that's how the Rambam continues, Avalim lo yuzaku velo yariyu eliyom rudavar zemi minag ha'olam ira lanu v'tsara zu nikra nikra. So again, the Rambam is speaking about natural catastrophes. In the case of heinous crimes, you know, the equivalent of that would be to say, well, you know, it's a terrible thing, but it's, you know, an irrational, you know, lone wolf, or, you know, it's a movement, you know, that is, you know, outlying in terms of, you know, the general culture. And those are certainly true in this particular case, certainly true. But that still remains the easy way out. It still absolves us from trying to understand and trying to take constructive action, you know, to look deeper into, you know, the assumptions of society, you know, and the ripples of things, you know, that can, you know, inflame, you know, people who are insane or, you know, filled with hatred. Both of these things can be true, and they're not mutually exclusive. So what the Rambam is saying is, don't say it's nikra nikres, and I always like to underscore this, the language that he uses, hare zu derech akzarius, v'garem eslam v'hidabek b'maseyam haroim, v'tosif atzora tzoras acheros, v'hu shakosu batora v'halachti imo b'keri, I'm sorry, imi b'keri v'halachti gam ani imachem, the Hamas carry. Klomar kishavi alechem tzara kadesha tashuvu im tomru shehi carry osif lachem Hamas also carry. So again, I don't think the Rambam means that we are, you know, targeting, you know, very specific things. But what he does mean is that, you know, we should see midarkei hatshuva, the terrible things, the horrific things, the tragic things that happen, as you know, we should assess them in light of our values, and see whether or not they can't also be a catalyst, you know, for us to be more sensitive and be, let's say, even more committed to the values that, you know, contravene the events, you know, that take place. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, I quoted it when I was here on Shabbos, when he talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah in Perek Yud, the last perek in Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam says, "Chayavim anu lizar b'mitzvah tzedakah yoser mikol mitzvah saseh." It's the big statement. "Shatzedakah siman l'tzadik zera Avram Avinu." Shenemar ki dativ l'man asher yitzaves banav lasos tzedakah. Right, and then of course mishpat. That's the pasuk that we read yesterday in Kriyas Torah. "Ein kisei Yisrael mitkonein v'datu amet omedet ela b'tzedakah." Shenemar b'tzedakah tikoneini. Typically, the Rambam doesn't quote Divrei Agada, and here he quotes, you know, these Divrei Chazal, and especially in Halacha Beis, La'olam ein adam me'ani min atzdaka, ein davar rav lo hezek niglal b'shvil atzdaka, shenemar v'haya masa atzdaka shalom. The kolam rachem rachamim alav shenemar v'nasan l'cha rachamim v'richamecha v'hirbecha. The kol mi shehu achzari ve'ino merachem yesh lachush liyachaso. She'ein ho achzarius mitzuya ela ba'akum shenemar achzari heima v'lo yirachamu. The kol Yisrael the hanilva aleihem, interesting expression, Yisrael v'hanilva aleihem, means certainly gerim, meaning anybody who joins the sensibility of Klal Yisrael. Ke'achim heim, shenemar banim atem la'ashem alokeichem, v'imlo yirachem ha'ach ala'ach, mi yirachem alav. U'lemi anei Yisrael nosin eneim, ala'achem shesonin osan, v'rodfim achreim, ha'ein eneim tluyos el alacheim. And therefore, kol ha'malim enov menatztaka, areza nikra b'lial, kamo shenemar ovedakum b'lial, and so on and so forth. So it's fascinating that the Rambam uses the same expression, achzari, when he talks about people who don't conduct themselves, you know, in an empathetic manner. You have to understand that tzedakah, and this is perfectly clear from all the makoros that deal with tzedakah, including the Rambam, you know, while mostly in our association it refers to, you know, giving charity, meaning writing a check, supporting important causes, particularly the focus on, you know, neutralizing, you know, a state of a person being an ani. Certainly that's mostly what we're referring to. But included in that concept of tzedakah is also rachmanut. It's also the way that you relate to individuals. Not only would you give tzedakah, lo yeir levavcha b'sitcha lo, but just part of tzedakah also means, you know, acting in a sensitive and empathetic manner. There are cases of the Gemara where an ashir is recipient of tzedakah, right, in the way that you relate to him. The fact that the Rambam here you know, quotes the Gemara Nibamos that, you know, part of being a ben Avram Avinu or zera Avram Avinu is having this midav chesed, and that you question someone's lineage, you know, if he doesn't have this, is a very powerful thing. Again, it's, you know, great chazal, but for the Rambam to codify it in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim is amazing. For him to use the same language, you know, achzorius, that he uses in Hilchos Tainus, in Bidarkei Hatshuva, I think, is not a coincidence at all. The language here, kol ha-merachem merachmim alav, you know, in connection with being an achzori, is basically also, I think, a takeoff in what the Rambam is referring to in Hilchos Tainus there, where he talks about nikra nikra and asher karcha, you know, baderech, and holech imo keri, right? It's a malek, you know, that is described as representing, you know, achzarius, like baseless hatred, right? Hatred and acting on hatred without any kind of, you know, rationale or benefit, you know, just kind of implacable hatred for the sake of hatred. That's the midah of a malek. Partly it was the midah of Sodom, which was chata'ah, and, you know, whose sin was rabbah, right? An ideology that was fundamentally, again, against, you know, chesed, which is why, you know, Sodom and Amorah were wiped out, because their ideology was the ideology of achzarius. So with regard to Amalek, we're told, asher karcha baderech, and it's with regard to Amalek that we're told that kol ha-merachem ala achzar, sof alios achzar, b'mokom rachmanus. So the language that the Rambam uses, in my opinion, in Hilchos Tainus, is invoking that, and the language that he uses here in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim is also invoking that. So in the parshas that we're reading, we're talking about, you know, being a ben Avram Avinu, such a powerful thing. You know, Avram of the Akedah, Avram of the earlier Lech Lecha, Avram, you know, the founder of monotheism, Avram, who understood, you know, that Kabbalah's Pnei Ashchina, you know, is actually enhanced and fulfilled, you know, by Hakanasas Archim. Avram, who could initially advocate on behalf of the, you know, maybe few, you know, worthy people of Sodom, and who could jump in and treat his, you know, nephew Lot like a brother, despite Vehu Yoshev Stone. So being a Ben Avram Avinu is the opposite of being a Ben Stone and being, you know, a member of Amalek, and it requires that we never just say, oh, you know, that's a terrible thing that happened. I mean, it is. But that we always, you know, kind of promote for ourselves, as difficult as it is, a sense of really being shaken by it. And again, it's hard because you have event after event. You can't live in a perpetual state of you know, of you know, feeling embattled and you know, the state of, you know, etzev, depression, but some way to find the appropriate, you know, perspective. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Per Gimel Halacha Zayin, another Rambam, speaks about you know, the concept of apikorsim and minim, and as we know, one of the gets this from the Gemara in Tainus, but again, he expands in all these cases on these ideas. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, that, you know, anybody who is not mishtatef b'tzarasan shel Yisrael basically talks about the concept of a poresh min hatzibur. The Rambam says that, you know, if a person follows, you know, every, you know, mitzvah in the Torah, not quite sure how you could do that, but let's say he does, but he doesn't identify with Klal Yisrael, and he, part of that is being mishtatef b'tzarasan, that he is in the category of a min. This is Paragimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Haporish midarkei hatzibur af pi shelo avar averos ela nivdal me'adas Yisrael ve'eino osa mitzvos bechlalon ve'lo nichnas b'tzarasan ve'lo misane b'tanisan. And of course, the misane b'tanisan again, you know, links Gimel Zion and, you know, and Tainus Aleph through Gimel and Matnasaniim Paragud Halacha Aleph and Beis. Right? Ela holech b'darko ke'echad migaye ha'aretz. That's a very, you know, powerful idea. Right? The idea of Geirus, where it is predicated, you know, as it was articulated, you know, by Rus, on Amechami Elokoyach Elokoy. And the Amechami comes first. It's not a competition, but the point is that part of Elokoyach Elokoy is, you know, the sense of Klal Yisrael, of Amechami. So that's why Porish Min HaTzibur, you know, is so critical. That's why Korban Pesach, you know, is a mitzvah saseh sheish bakares, because it's the bris of being a member of Klal Yisrael. The concept of Klal Yisrael, Arevim Zeh LaZeh, really defies, in some respects, the notion of, you know, a little bit of chayecha kodmin l'chayecha bercha, the idea that every man is an individual and every man is an island. You know, it's true. I mean, everyone is an individual, sense of their sense of responsibility and other things. But Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh basically says that we, you know, as individuals even are connected, you know, to our brothers. Exactly the way the Rambam again formulated it in Hilchas Matnos, you know, Aniyim. And that's why Yotza Motzi, if you, you know, if you didn't, if you made Kiddush but your neighbor didn't, that's the famous formulation of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. So you could do it because it looks like Yotza, but it really isn't Yotza because, you know, he is part of you or connected to you, and therefore his not having fulfilled his obligations means that, in some respect, you haven't completed yours either. And from that point of view, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, Chatei Kedei Shetezakeh Chaverecha, right? The idea of even, you know, making spiritual sacrifices, you know, for your fellow Jew, it's a very complicated topic. Not so simple. There are rules and regulations. But clearly, it touches on this this idea. Sometimes you give up chayecha kodmin in the spiritual realm, right, in order to identify with your friend or your neighbor or with the tzibur, right? Hinei matovim anoim shevetz achim gam yachad, which is said about you know, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. But the way the Yerushalmi has a very famous comment that, you know, it's because, you know, when it's really, you know, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, okay, what happens to one person, the pain that one feels is the pain of the other. And that's really through corporate Klal Yisrael. But it's not just like in the abstract, you know, there's me, the individual, and then there's also the fact that I'm part of the Tzibur, and, you know, things that happen to others are the Tzibur part. It's also the bridge. It's also the Tzibur which connects individuals and, you know, and connects us in ways, Klal Yisrael Arevim, and you know, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, and everything that it implies, that you know, that creates part of the, you know, yichus of Klal Yisrael, B'ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. You know, that ambition that all the Rishonim struggle with. How is it possible to have such a thing? Whatever the answers are, they're all expressions, right, of this amazing idea of you know, of the collective, of living as part of the collective, but also as the collective, you know, connecting individuals, notwithstanding the fact that everybody's an olam male. You're supposed to feel when somebody is, else is affected, that, you know, that an olam mole is God. So it's not olam mole in the sense of everyone is an island. It's much more than that. So it really is a very challenging thing to be a Ben Avraham Avinu. Again, Avraham Avinu figured out, you know, how even in the case of Lot, you know, to treat him as a brother despite everything. You know, Vayarek Eschanichav, to jump into action, to be constructive, you know, to take his, you know, empathy, you know, also and to turn it into sympathy and into compassion. These are all slightly different things. And into action, right? He really, you know, went to war, you know, for Lot. And, you know, it's an art, you know, to be able to feel that, you know, and to do that constructively. In many situations. So, you know, we've been spending, we're spending the year learning Bava Kamma, Dine Nezek, and one of the things that already should be abundantly clear, even self-evident, is that Dine Nezikin aren't just like an interesting, you know, intellectually fascinating, way of governing society in an effective way and an impressive, intellectually and otherwise impressive way, legally impressive way. But that it really is, as we started the year, but continue hopefully to reinforce the idea, it's about harchakas nezakin and the sacrifices, you know, that we make even in our own jurisdiction, in our own autonomy for the sake of other members of Klal Yisrael, and that we do because, not out of a sense of pure sacrifice, but out of a sense of that, you know, common destiny of being a Meleches Kohanim B'Goy Kadosh. So that added responsibility and that obligation to protect others is part of, you know, all of the foundation of Nezikin, etc. And the truth is that it's hard to know what to do in these situations. We don't know, you know, the people usually, and it's somewhat distant. And there's a sensitivity in the art to knowing how to help as well. And I guess the days that come, we'll find out if there's some way that we can be, helpful. We should try to be constructive. But the truth is that, you know, even beyond that, like the bigger issues in society are things that we, you know, need to address also. In the small part of our community. And that, of course, has to do with the use of heated language. And again, there are outlying, you know, irrational, dangerous people in the world. There always have been. There probably always will be. But there's no question also, you know, that at a time when people, you know, use rhetoric in a very irresponsible way, in a crude way, you know, and they inflame, you know, passions for whatever reason, you know, for political gain or others, or just becomes part of the partisan, you know, contest. You know, a lot of it is just very, you know, inappropriate and unsettling. And we should be strongly offended by, opposed to, and really careful in our own world, you know, to combat that as well. You know, believe that Tzelem Elokim is closely connected to Ruach Memalala, and the abuse of Ruach Memalala is a terrible thing. I mean, per se, if it didn't have any impact, it would be offensive, because that's, you know, what makes us, you know, Mosa Mina Behema Ayin. Otherwise, it is Kiyak HaKol Havel. And, you know, that alone is reason to be just offended at the crude use of language, you know, improper language, heated language, language to manipulate people, you know, the cynical use of, you know, code words and terminology to kind of, you know, trigger, you know, people who don't need much of a trigger, apparently, you know, to do terrible things. But, you know, we right now are living in a period, you know, where that is a real problem. And, you know, social media, the internet, all these, you know, supposedly democratizing mechanisms, not time to talk about it at length right now, you know, have been demonstrated to be very dangerous. I mean, they obviously can be very helpful and constructive. But mostly, you know, the way it works you know, with the algorithms, you know, more and more people are admitting this, is that they don't promote, you know, mutual respect and an exchange of opinions. You know, they kind of cynically, you know, discern, you know, what your orientations are, and then they kind of, you know, use that to, you know, to add a lot of hyperbole and, you know, trigger words, and, you know, they kind of suck you in deeper, and they can radicalize you. And more, this is becoming an apparent danger in the world and in society. But the halacha really, you know, is very machbit about, you know, proper speech. Again, just the looseness of terminology, the crudeness of language in our society, is just completely antithetical to, you know, to the halachic culture. It's another one of those areas, and related to many other areas, you know, where, you know, we need to become more insular, but also we need to become, you know, a counter force, you know, in the world and in society. So the concept of Ruach Memala and Tzelem Elokim, whether it's Nibol Peh or just cynical, manipulative, you know, use of language to kind of inflame people's fears, you know, and to, you know, kind of manipulate them, you know, into political positions. This is on both sides. It has nothing to do with, you know, this side or that side. I think it's common to all sides of the debate. Is something which we really need to be very careful about in our own community, but we also need to be an exemplar for the rest of society because, again, you know, the situation is eroding, you know, or rapidly. And again, just the last week, you know, how many, you know, just read the, you know, headlines in the newspapers. You don't have to do anything more than that. So we need really to commit, to recommit, you know, to being B'nai Avraham Avinu, you know, who was also Av Hamon Goyim, you know, who had an impact not only on, especially on Achenu B'nai Yisrael, he's Avinu, but on society. Avram's cosmopolitan impact, you know, was an important part of his persona as well. So even as we kind of grieve and, you know, absorb again another blow, it's important that we, you know, start to think how first it starts with our own conduct and behavior internally, but, you know, that being a Kiddush Hashem and a good example for others, but also even in the marketplace of idea, how, you know, to foster, you know, how to try to change a little bit the, you know, the conversation around us. So I'm sorry that took so long, but I think it's important to at least talk a little bit about this. Okay.